At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Kevin apparently has no bad habits, got paid the ultimate compliment from his wife. She called him perfect.
Yes, it was awesome. It was fantastic.
All right, guys, think about this for a second. Is your significant other perfect? Probably not. What is one thing that literally drives you crazy? Like, my significant other's perfect. Love this man to death. Except for what? 855-444-6342. Let's be honest, nobody is perfect, not even Kevin, but we want you to participate in this. You love your significant other to death, but there is one thing that just drives you absolutely crazy. What is it? 855-444-6342. Kevin was called perfect by his wife, except for one thing,
yeah,
Kevin. She couldn't let
thing.
You just have that
couldn't
perfect
habit. No, we were on a walk the other day, and she goes, you know, we have a perfect marriage. In fact, you're perfect.
Shut up. I cannot.
That's big.
Kevin's
I know.
Wife roasts him more than any other wife in the history of life.
That's the nicest thing I've ever heard her say.
Was she drunk on this walk?
I was like, all right, we done? This is great. I'm going. Yeah. No, except.
Then for, there's a but.
Yep. Except for your spending on toys. And I went, first off, they're collectibles.
Let me stop you right there.
And I went, hon, you're perfect too, except for riding me about my spending
there
on collectibles.
There you go, clap back.
Hannah's so proud that he clapped back.
Yeah,
but
that's
no,
big
she goes,
Kevin.
That's the one thing that if you could somehow stop buying toys since you're a grown man.
I was going to say, if all the things that Kevin is not perfect about, he is a grown man that has a toy problem.
Yeah, I do.
Which is adorable. But also so Kevin.
It's driving a wedge. It's perfect marriage.
You could be like perfect. Perfect
yeah.
God.
She's
yeah.
like, you're
looks.
Perfect except for the one thing you're really passionate about.
Yeah, and exactly.
That's what she's saying.
So I go, okay, so when we write the perfect marriage book, we're going to leave that chapter out about how, you know, I'm not allowed to have something that, you know, brings me happiness. And that is the one thing that, you know, I know that it's been a problem since day one because I had said that to her. You know, I was like, you know, my only happiness is collecting toys, and I was wrong.
You don't say that.
You shouldn't have said that to
her.
You don't say that to your
probably
wife.
Like, what the hell? Why not me? Yeah, your kids.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Your family.
What was the happiest day of your life? Oh, that one day I got that G.I. Joe action figure. Yeah. No.
You clearly is thinking about that G.I. Joe action figure.
Exactly.
It was in mint condition or whatever those collectors have.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
He got a really good eBay deal on
that's
it.
That's right.
All right, let's have some fun, because we've all been there. We all have that. Your significant other has something that drives you absolutely crazy. What is it? Hannah, you got your new man, Julian.
I do.
We're going to make you share it. I know it's probably impossible.
Oh, boy.
But everyone has it. 855-444-6342. We'll share Hannah's, myself's. AB's invisible boyfriend will share what he's not perfect.
Yeah.
What does your significant other do that just drives you absolutely crazy, that makes they're absolutely perfect, except for this one thing? We'll share with you ours next. Thank you so much for listening to the Brett Maga Show. You are perfect except for something. There's something out there. Everyone has it. Kevin actually got paid the ultimate compliment from his wife. We couldn't believe she said this because Kevin gets roasted by his wife more than any other husband. On a regular basis, but out of nowhere, on a walk, she goes, you're perfect. But there's always a but, right,
there's
Kevin?
There's always a but. Yeah, you're
and
perfect.
What was that
you're
for
perfect,
you, Kevin?
But for your spending on your toys. And you're like,
Kevin's a grown man who literally, I cannot believe another grown man has that problem.
Right,
He can't keep you in the toy section like my four-year-old. We have
that's
to avoid
right.
it at
exactly.
Target. That's how Kevin is. We have to take the long way around Target if we're going by the
like,
toy
you
section.
You know what? I'm comfortable being a 9.5. I don't have to worry, but that's okay.
Best 9.5
that's
ever.
That's okay.
Kevin's a 9.5, guys. He said it. Hannah's in a new relationship. She's probably in that like honeymoon stage where you think he's perfect, but he's not.
He is, he's a 9.999.
Shut up. Oh my God. Ugh, ugh. You just gave me the ick.
This was hard for me to think of, but then I thought of it and I was like, ooh, yeah, this is giving me anxiety. I've actually told AB about this before.
Oh, so she's complained about this a lot.
Julian is perfect, but he is a person who hates to make plans far in advance. And that is not me. I am a calendar, book me out months in advance to plan anything. I like to know a time, date, location, all the information. He's just a go with the flower.
Yeah, it's an excuse because you guys are in the early parts of the relationship. He's like, I don't want to commit to anything too far.
Seriously, you just don't like me.
Hey, like, we're only a couple months in. I don't know if this thing's going to be. I don't want to commit to something six months from now.
That's horrible. He'll be getting a phone call from me after this segment. Real.
Okay, now we're putting something in the calendar for 6 months because we're going to be together in 6 months, Julian.
Yeah, I'm booking them out years in advance, actually.
For my wife, I was thinking, like, what is she perfect? And it's because she's too perfect.
Bruh, turn his mic off. Yeah, I didn't even know what to say to that. I knew he'd say something like
that's
that.
That's a great one.
Yep, that's a good one. If she was listening, but I know she's not listening.
Kevin's going to steal that.
So let me list some things. No, I honestly would probably, the number one thing, because there is a list out there, is probably that she's a procrastinator.
Mm.
She, like, my wife, is, like, runs the house. Like, she's definitely in control, takes the mental load. And so we all just have to wait until she's ready to get stuff done. And sometimes I'm like, we could get this done. And she'd be like, yeah. And she's like a type A personality, which is so crazy that she'd be a procrastinator.
Yeah.
But she has like lists on top of lists of all the things we need to get done and then gets it done at the last second. She was the person in like college who was staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning to finish her finals
papers. Crammer.
Mm. Yeah, like a crammer. And it drives me crazy. I'm like, can we just get this stuff done?
Mm.
You want me to keep going? No.
Yeah.
AB, what about your invisible boyfriend?
I'll say this. The one thing about my ex, he was perfect, but he was such a picky eater. Like, finding somewhere that we both liked was almost impossible.
And you're like a trash can, we always say.
I can eat anywhere.
AB's a trash can.
Yeah.
AB, literally, when we were at this, like, farm event before, and we were with, like, farm animals, AB goes, do you think we should do an eating contest with me and the pig?
I did. I said that.
AB's the one who said it, not me.
This, usually like, it's super the girl that's pig. Picky, so I can't imagine dating a picky eater guy. Mm-hmm.
Dawn, your significant other is perfect except for what?
Well, my ex, okay, whenever we would, like, hang out, we were always on the same, like, you know, work schedule and everything because we worked at the same place. But, like, if we hung out and we slept over, they would sleep in until, like, 10, 11, maybe even noon.
No.
And I would be like, oh, can we just get up? And I want to go out and do something. I don't care what. And then we'd go out, and then they would be going up and staying awake until 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And my butt's going to sleep at, like, you know, 11.
I mean, that would be an instant different. Red flag. Ick, get out.
Morning
me.
People and night people. That is a challenging one. Ariana, your significant other's perfect except for what?
Yeah, he's absolutely perfect. I love him in every way, except he makes the worst mouth noises when he eats food.
That's the worst.
It's not even like he smacks his food or anything. It's just, I don't even know what extra noises are being made, but it's
that's
like,
bad. That would make me even crazier that I couldn't pin what it is. Like, is it your job? Or is that how you're breathing?
That's
just stop
funny.
Breathing.
Oh, he eats
stop
with
eating.
Purpose. That's okay.
Yeah, he eats with a purpose.
Oh, my gosh. We actually just got a text. Kevin, sit down for this one. Lacey texted in and said, my boyfriend collects everything Star Wars. Our basement is filled with containers of Star Wars collectibles. We just moved into a house and he's planning on putting all the collectibles on the wall for display.
Okay, so that's the reason why he's perfect. So what's the butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on. Well, can we get a butt?
Yeah.
I mean, that man's a 10. 10.